There is a time to bid goodbye to the old and the ordinary, and to awaken the beauty within. That time is now. It is time to wake up and take charge of life. Awaken to a new way of thinking. Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. You're watching Healer Within. Welcome to Healer Within, sister.
Om Shanti. Thank you so much.
Sister Shivani, last episode we were speaking about who we are, the core, the diamond. Can you just explain a little more about the diamond part?
Like we saw earlier, that everything that was mine, starting from my body, you know, even though the minute we say I, the image that would come to our mind would be this, I am this. And yet for this, we've always said mine. My hand, my feet, my body. And then of course the entire list that follows, my name, my profession, my family, everything that was mine, we thought it to be I. Not knowing the real I, we made everything that was mine as I. And as we labeled more and more things which were mine as I, we moved away from the I, the being. Like you said earlier, we're human beings. So which means we are human plus being. Now human comes from the word humus, and which means this, body.
The body.
Body, made of humus. And the being. I never remembered the being, I only said human. Now who's the being? So spirituality introduces me to myself. The spirit. That's why the word spirituality comes. Introduces me to myself, that I who's saying this body is mine, body made of matter. We know that. It's a physical energy made of matter, the five elements of nature. And this I, which cannot be seen, which cannot be heard, but can be felt. Mm-hmm. It cannot be touched because it's not physical. So human being means we're a combination of two words, human and being. One which is physical energy, tangible, can be seen, can be touched, and one which can be felt and can be experienced.
Like the sun and the wind?
Absolutely. Like the electricity and the light bulb.
Okay.
Right? The bulb is like the body. Right? It's physical. When the electric current will pass through it, the bulb lights up. But I can't see the electricity. And yet the bulb is of no use without the electricity. And electricity is of no use without the bulb. So it's only when both are there together, we get light. Similarly, when both are there together, we have life.
Oh.
Yeah? So I, the being, can do nothing without the body. And the body can do nothing without the being. So the body is physical, the bulb, and the being is that energy which cannot be seen, which cannot be touched because it's not physical. This is physical energy, that is metaphysical energy, means which cannot be seen, cannot be touched, but I can feel it, experience it.
I can feel it.
Yes.
Who's the I? Who's the person feeling? And feeling what?
I can feel this
myself.
Energy, yes. See, the mind, let's say the mind. We cannot see it.
Okay.
No. We've never touched it. And yet, have we experienced it?
Yes, because I always say my mind is thinking so and so. My mind says this.
Right.
My heart says this. Right.
But we haven't seen it.
No.
There's no proof that there is a mind. Science will only believe that which can be seen. The mind cannot be seen. And yet even a child knows that there's a mind. Experience. Because I can feel my thoughts. I can experience them. And then I use those thoughts to come out into action. And at that time I need this body. So we are a combination of these two. So I, the being, is that energy which can think, which can feel, which can experience, and then can express. So I, that electricity, energy, this is the bulb. And when I use this bulb, then I can see, speak, hear, touch, come into action. This is life. This is life. And then we'll say living energy. Now when this energy leaves, it's a dead body. There's no life. We say the life is gone.
Okay.
The light has gone. So this life and light has gone. The human part is still there. The being part has left. And then we say departed. So who is that who's departed? Like when, see, in a simple thing, in a hospital, you're taking somebody to the operation theater, right? When you're taking the person into the operation theater, you will say, take so-and-so, let's say Mr. So-and-so, into the operation theater. Suppose something happens and the person is no more. When you're getting it out, you don't say, take so-and-so out. No, you say, take the body out. So that means the person had gone in, but what's coming out is the body. In Hindi, it's a very beautiful word for the dead body. When they're taking the body, they will say arathi. A rathi. Arathi ja rahi hai. Arathi means a rathi. Rathi is the charioteer. And a rathi means the chariot without the charioteer. So we know all the words. We have all the knowledge. And yet the only thing missing is that throughout the day, and throughout in my life, I have forgotten that I am the rathi, the charioteer, and this is my rath, the chariot. It's like a car and a driver. So now I start living my life with this awareness. Yes, this is important, but as important as a car.
But I polish my car, I decorate my car, I love my car because of its looks.
Very good.
Very and the good. Comfort.
Very good. And yet the best of car, if driven by an improper driver, what will happen?
Yeah.
So, good to take care of the car, but with the awareness that I am not the car. I am the driver who's going to drive this car. And do I, the driver, have control over the car?
Yes, of course, I have control on my car, the brakes, the steering.
Absolutely. And why do we have control over that car? Because we have full awareness. This is the car. I'm the driver of the car. And I am the one who will steer and, you know, take this car around. It could be in the narrowest of lanes. It could be in peak traffic. I have to take care and protect my car and myself.
And destination is in my control.
Absolutely.
Driving is in my control. Speed is in my control. Rash driving. Driving with anger,
absolutely.
Driving with love. I love this.
That beautiful. Will determine the quality of my journey. My journey. Now, while on this journey, what if the brakes fail? I lose my control over the brakes. What if I lose my control over the steering wheel? What will happen to the journey? Same journey, same car, same driver, same destination, same traffic on the road, same lanes. But I, the driver, lose control over the car. Even if I lose control over one part of, not even the complete car, just one part of the car, I lose control over the steering wheel. It's no more in my control. How will the journey be?
You can't reach.
And how will it be?
Accident.
Accident. Now, how is our journey today in life?
Of course it's not in control.
Wrong words. Sorry is being said very often because, and then we say, I didn't mean to say it, it just came out of my mouth, which means my mouth is not in
my control.
My control. I didn't want to hit you, but I don't know what happened. And it's not that we can just hit, we can just take a gun and shoot someone at that spur of the moment. There's something in my hand, I can just pick it up and hit the person. At that split second, I lost control over my hand. I don't want to see this, but my eyes go only towards this. The doctors told me, don't eat this, but I will eat this. I should not be hearing your wrong things about people. I should hear the nice things about people, but no control. I will hear only that. I should be speaking sweet words, but I'm criticizing people, abusing people, wrong words, lost control over the car. How's the journey? Because, and then what's happening is, we're on a road with a lot of cars and most of the drivers asleep, not aware that I am the driver of the car. And that's why every situation and every interaction and every relationship is bringing small or big accidents.
But if I am a good driver, sister, I will take care of my car and also be aware of the sleep, the driver sleeping.
Absolutely.
So I'll just move away or take my car to left or right.
Perfect.
Maybe stop. Perfect. Maybe go slow. Because I know the others are sleeping.
Now.
Accepting them as they are.
As they are.
And not
now, even if the other driver is driving on the wrong side of the road. You know, let's say somebody is driving on the wrong side of the road. You don't stand there and lecture them how they should drive on the right side of the road. Even if they're on the wrong side of the road, you're going to protect yourself.
Coming to this place, to the airport, to this mahal, when we were driving, there was a truck coming straight from wrong side. And there's a divider. And he should be on the other side of the divider, and it's straight away coming on me.
Right.
And I told the driver, and he was quiet and calm. He said, they do like this, sir. It's
absolutely
okay. And he just took left and went away.
But in that split second, if that driver was sleeping or had lost control over his car or stood there very rigid and said, why should I turn? I'm on the right side. He's on the wrong side. Accident. And this is what we're doing in our life. I'm not wrong. They are wrong. So they should change.
I'll stick to my...
Absolutely. Adaptability. Molding my nature. Accepting the other person is coming from here and going like
but
this.
But if a cyclist is doing, I will just go in front of him and say,
right.
Then he has to move.
Absolutely.
If a trucker is coming, I'll move. If a person walking a motorbike, yes, because I'm on a stronger side. But this is also there.
But awareness that I'll never meet with an accident if I'm a good driver.
No, but I don't care if a motorbike meets, because that guy is weaker, he will fall in.
But I will still take care that neither my car should get hurt. I don't want a single scratch on my car. You will not go and bang into anybody deliberately, because you know even if it doesn't hurt you, it's going to hit your very expensive car.
And so much of time being wasted later on. And
money and time.
And the other person's loss.
Absolutely.
And that guy can die also.
And what is happening today in life? And therefore today in every interaction, where we are not protecting ourselves, not alert that I am the driver, I have to control this car. See, like you have brake, accelerator, steering wheel, here I have my sense organs today, which have gone out of control. And so in every interaction, when there is a little accident or even a big accident, I am getting affected, the driver, and even my car is getting affected. How are all the physical ailments getting manifested? Because every time there was an interaction, every time there was an interaction and there was a little accident, either the driver got hurt, impact was on my car. You know, today we can fight with somebody even if they put a little scratch on our car. A little bump and we can be there on the road fighting for it. Why is there a bump on my car? What about this car? Look at that car. Go there, get it repaired, and it's fine. You have insurance, you neither lose money, nothing, and you have a brand new car tomorrow. Worst case, dump it, buy a new car. But when this car gets bumped, any amount of medication, any amount of surgery, and I can't get back my original car. So should I not drive carefully? Should I not take care of this car?
You should be extra careful.
What about all the fuel that I'm putting into this car? What about all the food and how I'm abusing this car?
Fuel here.
Yes, fuel here.
People,
and even if we have
say,
to take care of the car,
when?
Look at how much care we take of that car.
Yeah.
Best fuel, best servicing, everything, my car. So even if we can take care of that car, what about this car?
Why? We take care of our new costume, the expensive jackets.
Yes.
Expensive saris, expensive clothes.
Absolutely.
Expensive dresses. It should go for a dry cleaning.
Perfect.
It should not be washed. Perfect. It should not be ironed like this.
So everything is taken care of.
Please don't eat food in my car. Please don't smoke in my car. But I'm going to smoke.
But, yeah, and spoil this car. Absolutely. See, look at how we are living so unaware that this is my car, one, I need to take care of this car, and most important, be in control of this car. Not just today, if we can do this one little exercise, that the whole day, see yourself on a drive, on a journey. I, the driver, I'm taking this car out for a drive today, and on the road are number of cars. A lot of drivers, many of them are sleeping. Many of them are not even aware that they are drivers driving this car. Sometimes the car is on its own, heading in any direction. And that's why we are saying thoughts are coming on their own, words are on their own, actions are on their own.
I usually think if something is happening. I'm not doing it.
Which means I'm not driving. It's driving on its own. We're not, if we get thoughts, people are not even ready to take responsibility of their words. I didn't think and say that. It just came out of my mouth.
Heat of the moment.
Slip of the tongue.
I love that.
Yes, slip of the tongue. And which means tongue
not in my control.
Not in my control. Every time we are saying this, we are saying my car is not in my control. So today, I, the driver, will wake up. That's why we call this awakening. Because I, the driver, this is the actual awakening. Awakening that I am the master of this body. I am the master of these sense organs. They cannot do anything without my control. They cannot do anything on their own. I am going to choose what to see, what to hear, what to speak, what to do, what to eat, how to behave. Awareness. And we'll be able to feel it the whole day, that I'm using this body. You know, this feeling has to come. How am I going to believe that I'm not this body, I'm something else? I'm going to feel it the whole day, that this is not doing anything on its own. I create a thought, I want to get up from here, and then I take this body to move.
You just don't automatically get up.
Automatically get up, no.
I just can't stop this shooting and say, I'm just getting up. Absolutely. And I don't know why I got up.
Never happens like that.
Yeah,
you're right. Choose, and then you create a thought and lift this body.
But what about sometimes we just get up from the computer and just...
Yeah, but I've created that thought. I felt like getting up. We'll say I felt
maybe
like
maybe you're fed up of just sitting there.
Whatever, but who is that one who got fed up? Body's not fed up.
The mind.
Body is not fed up. Yes, I am bored.
The real me.
Yeah, I feel like doing something else. That's when we're saying I. The eyes are not fed up. The hand is not fed up. It's working nicely on the computer. I am bored.
So why is this so important to know this I?
One is for this reason. That this hand cannot do anything on its own. So never say it happened on its own. Use it. Use it with the awareness. I will direct what it has to do. I will direct what it has to speak. Nothing is going to come out on its
own.
But
the same line is easier to say for the staff. I will say what to eat. I will say what to cook. I will say what time we should meet. In a business, the boss or in a family, whatever control. But the same thing, I find it very difficult to say that to myself.
Yeah, but this is so beautiful what you say, that for the staff or for the family, I say, I will say and you all will listen. Why? Because you know you are the master.
But here I fail.
Because I don't know that I am the master. There I know I am the master. Let's say what will happen one day.
I think I know and still make a mistake.
I'm not aware that I am the master.
Not 24 hours.
Not aware.
But while speaking with you, I know that I am.
I am what?
The master.
Of this body.
Yeah.
And I can choose what will come out.
After this I forget.
Awareness. That is spirituality. Being aware the whole day that I am the master. What would happen one day? Let's say the master of the office or the master of the house has 10 people or 100 people working for him, and one day that master forgets he's the master. What would the staff do? The boss has forgotten that he's the boss. What will the staff do?
Be curious.
Absolutely. Have fun. The boss has forgotten he's the boss. So no one to, yes, no one to order me, no one to control me, no one to direct me.
The whole thing will not run. The organization will fail.
Everyone will do what they feel like doing.
Chaos.
Chaos is the word. Today, this factory with all this staff says the boss has forgotten that I'm the boss. The boss is no longer controlling us.
But you know something, and today for breakfast, I had finished my breakfast. On my side, the assistant director was sitting. He said, would you like to share half a piece of toast or whatever he was eating? I said, sure. And I just ate that without even being hungry.
Yeah.
And I didn't want it. So,
or it
if
was
you
more,
say that it
no,
is wrong.
No, it was more for the taste.
No, but if I say that it was wrong on my part, my mind will say, this is too much. This is pressurizing yourself. How, you're not living happily. Leave life alone. You can't be so strict about it. You can't be so careful. You can't be so this thing. But while driving, I'm so careful that I see the day it rains too much, I tell my drivers not to fill the gas. Because sometimes there's a leakage of water.
Absolutely. So we take care.
There I do, but here I don't.
Because I'm not
living. It happened just today morning.
Exactly. And I needed to be aware that do I need to fill myself with this extra piece right now? Is it healthy for me?
But that time, why didn't I think of it?
Because I'm not living with that
awareness. Why do I think so much about my car?
Because we live with that awareness. As long as far as that car is concerned, we live with that awareness. This is my car and I have to take perfect care of it. It's expensive.
I remember the date of servicing.
Yes. That car is expensive.
And this is free.
And yet, when something happens to this car, all the money in the world cannot put it back into place.
And that car will not also can be driven by me.
Absolutely. So now same thing. Now the whole day today. Same amount of care of this car also, and most important, driver.
Isn't that a burden, sister, to remember that I should not think
why
like that?
Why do we take care of that car? That car.
Then I enjoy it. I don't find it a burden.
No,
I feel that I love it. I care for it.
No, but let it be. Fill any fuel. Stop at any petrol pump. Do anything. Go on all the bumpy roads. Don't take care of the pothole. How much pressure taking care of every pothole, taking care of every car on the road, choosing the best petrol pump. So much pressure. Drive anyhow. Have fun. Do not do that. I take care of the car. And I enjoy it. Because when I take care of the car, my car remains good. Maintenance. And when a car remains good, I enjoy the drive. Because finally, I am going to drive in that car. Now if that car has been abused over a period of time, wrong fuel, driving badly on the roads, same me in that car, how's my journey going to be? Car's not giving me that same fun anymore. Car has become jerky and shaky and drive is not fun anymore. How's our drive today? Same body, very healthy when we took it up. Didn't take care. Bumps, accidents, wrong fuel, wrong food, extra food which was not needed. Abused. Today how many of us can say our car is healthy?
Not mine.
Not taken care. Maintenance, we will always remember of that car. Servicing of that car, I will always remember. If I say I have to exercise every day for half an hour, I say I have no time. Or it's okay, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it day after. I have other things to do. Priority. I haven't taken care of this car and the driver.
My excuse is, okay, I'll eat less today.
Absolutely. So this, because of lack of care and maintenance and servicing, the journey is becoming tough. Same car, same drive, same driver, but the journey is no more fun. Are we saying pressure removes the fun? It's not pressure, it's attention. It's attention and care. I enjoy the drive. Today, if I, the driver, let's imagine just for a second, if I, the driver, was in complete control of this, my eyes, ears, mouth, hands, not a single act without control. And which means if I chose and was aware, I wouldn't make a single mistake. Healthy body, how would life be?
So you mean to say, I feel that I love my car more than my body.
And now we're just going to do the same. which is going to do the same now with this body, and most important also with the driver. Because with this body we've understood that even if we take a lot of care of this body, because there are many of us who are taking good care of this car today, aerobic center, gym, mineral water, diet, healthy food, perfect diet, everything is good. But here, the driver has a deep impact on this car. So along with this car, I will also need to take care of the driver, because it's fuel here also. And today, the whole day, we're going to practice this. Today, whole day, we're going to practice. I'm on the journey. This is my car. I am the driver. And these are all the faculties which I'm going to control. Nothing will go on its own. Nothing will come out on its own. I'm aware.
The steering will not go left or right without my permission.
Absolutely.
My eyes will not go left or right without my permission. I will not eat anything wrong. My hands will not put anything wrong in my mouth without my permission.
Perfect. And most important, while I'm driving, even if other cars on the road are on the wrong side or driving rashly or driving badly,
I'll protect myself.
Protect myself, that is the driver, and my car. And in doing so, I will be protecting the other person. This is going to be our practice today, the whole day.
Thank you so much. A short meditation, sure. Sister.
Let me sit back and feel myself. I, the being, the one who thinks, feels, decides, experiences, and then expresses through this body. Try and feel yourself separate from this body. Body is physical, matter. I am the one who runs this body. I use it. Everything is in my control. I am the master, the driver of this car. Today, as I'm on the journey of life, driving my car, I will take care that all my sense organs, my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my hand, will do only that what I direct. Attention and awareness while driving. The car cannot go on its own automatically anymore. And as I drive, I will take care and protect myself from other drivers and cars on the road, so that I reach my destination safely, and most important, I enjoy the drive. It's a safe journey, accident-free, beautiful drive. Om Shanti.
I, the soul, can't be seen or touched or proved scientifically. I can be experienced and expressed through the body. I, the soul, am the driver of this body. I need to be in control of the parts of the car, that is, my sense organs. I should adapt myself according to the other drivers for a smooth journey in life. Use the right food as fuel, not abuse the body. Take care of our thoughts, which impact the body, and avoid accidents and bumps on the journey.
If you wish to discuss your problem or have a question to ask or want to know your nearest Raj Yoga Meditation Center, write to us at awakeningwithbks@gmail.com or call us on 099-99-744-555. Om Shanti.